This is the SML Podcast.
I hope that was recording.
That might be one of the most incriminating things you've said on the show.
That'll be the end.
All right, everybody, what's up? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
And I have a sinus cold.
Oh.
Am I close enough? Is it going to be loud
it's
enough?
It's so not going to be.
No, it actually, it's actually funnier if you're just a little farther away, because now it sounds like you're Eeyore.
Move it closer. You got to be able to hear him.
This is a podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to get too close. I don't want a fucking sinus doohickey.
That's just crappy. It's my life.
Do you use nasal spray? Nasal spray for the first time a couple months ago, and I just used it once, and oh my god, it is like a godsend. You can actually breathe. It's nuts.
Hello, Sprazelnay.
I know you.
Hi.
Hello.
Pull up a chair. We're doing a video game podcast. Julia just walked in. For those of you who don't know Julia, this is Julia.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, you can sit in and join in on the discussions.
We literally just started.
It's all good. You don't have to feel like you're intruding, because it's not professional at all.
Nowhere near it.
At all.
Except for that one time we did an interview with Harmonix.
Yeah.
That one time.
That'll never happen again.
Nope. That's the only validation that we have for doing us at all. And, like, the contest, which...
And it was
did we
just,
get anything for
it was
the contest
just
yet?
Nick.
No. The new one?
No.
Nobody drew anything yet?
Nobody drew any.
Not even, like, a real shitty napkin drawing?
I don't know. Let me check.
Lingerie.
Tick, 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 tick. It's going to set off the microphone.
Yeah, it is. I can hear it.
I love it. Tick, 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 tick. You listen back to the podcast, and that's all you hear.
No, there is nothing new.
Do we have any reader mail?
No.
Oh,
wow, man. You people suck.
Wow, when we're giving out gift cards and shit, all the reader mail now.
We have a contest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What is the prize for the contest?
I don't know.
Oh,
Nick, what's the prize?
Nick, email us. Tell us what the prize is.
Oh, wait, Nick doesn't listen to the show.
We'll email him and tell him to tell us what he's giving away.
That's on Facebook last night. I was like, the prize pack is a mystery prize pack from Nick. So
that
is awesome.
Actually.
Alright, so what have you been playing?
Oh, the Megazord.
I've been playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Well, that's also because
Animal Crossing is
awesome.
I was playing Animal Crossing, then I played some Animal Crossing. I got stung by a scorpion.
Wait, what?
Wait, in like real life?
No, in Animal Crossing.
I was going to say.
That is real life.
I was going to say, well, don't talk about it because it's a video game podcast.
I'm so bummed because I've encountered exactly one scorpion and one tarantula the entire time I've been playing so far.
And both of them have bit you.
I caught the tarantula.
Okay.
I had no idea the scorpion was there until it ran up and stung me.
What a dick.
And then I just fell over.
And died.
And then I woke up outside my house.
What?
That's
what happened. The scorpion raped you.
Yes.
Drugged you,
roofied,
raped you, and then put you back at your house.
I got roofied and raped by a scorpion.
That sounds awful.
Who stung?
I thought this was a kid's game. This is awful.
It is.
I'm just glad that I finally opened up the supermarket in mine so I can buy medicine when I get stung by all these bees when I'm shaking trees.
Bah.
Because Jordan and I both have been trying to catch them when they come out of the trees, and we've gotten stung every time. We can't get them.
I am so good at catching them because I know the trick for it.
Well, fuck your trick and fuck bees. And where are my perfect pears? I need perfect pears.
Wait for them to grow.
I planted one.
What are you talking about? You already got them perfect pears.
No, I've only got one.
No, that's an acorn.
That's
sir.
The orange. Where did you plant your perfect pear?
By my town tree.
Is it sprouting?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
It's been taking a while, but it's there, sort of.
Well, as long as, like, a day passed and it got bigger,
yeah, it
you
got
should
bigger.
Be good. All right.
So, Huber and I have been playing lots of Plant Side.
Now that my computer's back, and it runs the way that it should be running.
What did we start playing at last night? Like 11:30 midnight.
Well, we had that 3 hour long Ascension game.
Yeah, but we got out of there like
we got back at about 11 or 11:30, and so we started Planetside as soon as we walked in the door, and played all the way up until 3 or 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock this morning.
Four o'clock is when the alert ended, which is when we logged out.
They're going to talk about this for a while.
I don't know how much
there is really to say other than
we played a lot of Planetside.
And then war stories.
Well, you haven't played it in a while, so what are your thoughts?
I haven't played it because my computer's been so fucking shitty, and I had to send it out to MSI for the third time. But they finally sent it back to me, and they replaced the graphics card, and now everything's hunky-dory. So I've been able to actually play the game and sit down and have a good gaming session with it. And now that I've been able to play it for a while and understand how fucking awesome it is, that's like all I want to play now. Like, between Animal Crossing and Planetside, I'm going to be very, very busy for quite some time. And now that I actually understand the game a lot more because I've been playing it more, fuck the lattice system. Like, last night him and I are trying to, like, ghost cap stuff because, like,
let me explain what this means. So the map, the game is a MMO FPS, 2,000 people per continent. There's three continents. And the continents are broken up into hexagonal patterns for the territories, which have bases in them that you can capture, kind of like a battlefield. But originally it was you could go anywhere, so long as a hex is connected, like you control a hex, you can attack any of the adjacent hexagonal areas that you feel worthy of taking. So you can go and you can fight in any direction, which lets you have a lot of tactics to flank. So people were complaining that the game isn't focused enough, that the battles are too difficult to find large scale battles. People are getting outmaneuvered constantly, and it's getting annoying.
Because they're dumb.
So they re-enabled the lattice link system from Planetside 1. Which is where if you want to get from territory A to territory C, you have to go on a line between A, B, and C that is pre-established. You cannot go from A to, like, Z to get to C. You can't go in a weird, like, roundabout direction. So what this has done is it's forced... Usually there's three major front lines with, like, hundreds and hundreds of people fighting at each, and... If you're just a guy, if you're a group like me and Huber, where it's two guys getting in a plane and trying to blow people up together in one night, we can't sneak around to an area where there's only going to be 10 or 15 other people hanging out fighting. We have to participate in these giant fights, which sucks because that's not our playstyle right now. And we don't get into these huge squads to do these huge tactics, so we end up just getting usually lit on fire and danced upon.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's just like, originally when I was shown Planetside 2, and it was, you know, earlier in the stages before they had this lattice link system, the whole thing that made it interesting to me was when Tim showed it to me and he was like, here, check this out. Everybody's like fighting this huge, like, bottlenecked area, like everybody's funneling in and dying. And he was just like, he took the time for about like 30 or 40 minutes and ran around the entire battlefield to come in from, like, the side and from behind, and he snuck in and, like, ghost-capped this place all by himself.
Yeah, ghost-capping is,
like,
you show up and you start the timer for, you capture A, B, and C on the building, which starts the timer countdown to change it to your faction's control. And
like, because everybody was so, like, they were only paying attention to that huge battle. Like, nobody paid attention to, like, this little side area that he was able to take in to help supply their army to come in and, like, bum rush them.
Yeah, ghost capping is once you take all those things and you start the timer and you leave and let the timer count down on its own and you show up at the next place. So usually by the time you get there and set up and get ready to cap it, the other one flips to your control and you can start capping the next one. But if somebody shows up there expecting there to be resistance, there's no one there. It's like a ghost cap the place. That's the term. But
you can't do that anymore. And that was like that was one of the main reasons where I was like, man, I really want to get into Planetside because that's cool. We can get a crew of like three or four people and just go in and completely turn the tides of the battle.
Yeah, you can make a difference with a small crew. But now what we did last night is we found there's two territories that I enjoy fighting at a lot. It's like a tower out in the middle of a desert that leads into a mountain range, and it's like Canyon Road, and there's a base embedded in that Canyon Road. And we were trying to take that base, and we tried everything to break in there against, like, the eight people that were holding it. And we, like...
Yeah, it was literally, like, we had a team of about, like, 4 or 5 people. And there had to be no more than 10 on the other side. And we just could not get through. It was like we threw everything that we could at them. But because we were confined to these certain limitations now, you just can't do it. Like, it's just... It's damn near impossible.
Yeah, like, normally what I would have done is I would have swung around behind the territory that's impenetrable and cut it off, because you can cut off the resource gain from that territory, making people who are trying to defend realize there's no point in defending something that's not giving them and their team any resources. So we, I mean, they, you can't really do that anymore either, which sucks, but whatever. It's still a really good game.
I had a lot of fun with it. It's free to play.
Yeah, it's free to play. It's like one of the best things you can play on the computer right now, and it's
yeah. As long as you have the specs for it, which I'm just going to say this right now. I am absolutely astonished that we are in a day and age where you can pretty much like gauge how good your computer is by running a free to play game. It's like, can I run this game? Yes. All right, I've got a good computer. Oh, it's free. Awesome. Well, now I can play this game.
That's going to be coming to PS4, right?
Yes.
Yes. And now, I don't know, are they... Is that going to be cross-platform?
I don't think so.
Because if it is, like, that would be absolutely
bonkers. It's
like,
Sony Online, isn't it?
It's Sony Online Entertainment, yeah, but they're not...
They're probably just going to have separate servers for the consoles.
Sony Entertainment Online has never been interconnected with the console division of Sony. It's always been the PC division. I don't think that, especially with how much of a clusterfuck Sony usually is.
Well, how does DC Universe run? Is that segregated between console
Wait,
and
that,
PC?
That
is console only, isn't it?
No, it's both.
No, it's both.
I don't know.
I thought that was
looked.
A shared server thing.
I've never
Well, it would have to
it.
Be.
No, it wouldn't have to be.
Because I know the whole shared server thing is the big reason why Final Fantasy XIV won't be on Xbox.
Because they're doing PlayStation and PC?
Well, no, that... Like, Final Fantasy XI is PlayStation, PC, and Xbox.
Right.
And it's shared server completely.
Right.
So I'm on Xbox playing with someone who's on PC, playing with someone who's on PlayStation 2.
That's kind of awesome.
All together. And I don't know why they let this happen for Final Fantasy XI, but they're not letting it happen for Final Fantasy XIV.
Lame. Mega lame.
Pretty much.
The Super Mega Lame podcast.
Super Mega Lame.
But they came out, Square Enix was like, we want it to be on Xbox and Xbox One, but Microsoft won't allow us to have shared servers, and we're not going to segregate our audience, because if someone starts the game on PC and they decide, hey, I'm going to try it on Xbox One,
right,
they would have to create a new character.
Create a new character, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that they're going to try and do that for PlayStation and PC then?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm playing the beta now, and it's all together.
That's awesome. That's really... See, I wish more companies would be more inclined to do the whole cross... I know there's a lot more work that goes into it.
Yeah.
But damn, like, that could create just an awesome community. Like, yeah. even just with Planetside. If they're going to do that with Planetside, fuck, that's going to make that game blow up so big it's not even fun.
That's one of the biggest reasons I... kept playing Final Fantasy XI for so many years.
Because you can literally, like, if someone has a PlayStation or an Xbox...
No, I bought it on PS2. I paid, back then, $100 for a game was insane, but I paid the $100 and got the hard drive and picked up a modem.
I can't even imagine $100 for a PlayStation 2 game.
Yep. Because wow, it was bundled with a 20-gig hard drive.
Right, you had to have the hard drive for it, so...
And you had to pick up a network adapter... With dial-up capabilities.
Yeah, I do remember that because I made a character face for my character in Tony Hawk Underground.
Oh, God.
And it looked nothing like me. But it was supposed to be me, and that was enough. That was all I needed.
But, yeah, when they were talking about rebooting Final Fantasy XIV and bringing it to consoles, as I said, I thought, hey, Final Fantasy XI is on Xbox 360. I could play Final Fantasy XIV.
Right.
On the 360.
See, and the other thing is, too, what would make it really nice, and this, you know, this is why I'm so for the whole cross-platform capabilities, is just because, me personally, I'm not going to be buying a next-gen console. I'm probably going to end up getting a Wii U, so if you want to consider that next-gen, okay. Because to me, it's not... Wii U to me is almost like current gen, sort of, because it did come out.
Yeah,
it's just it's its own.
It's Nintendo.
Yeah, it's its own generation.
Nintendo has segregated themselves.
So I'm probably going to pick up a Wii U, but I'm not going to pick up any of the newer consoles. So if there's a game that comes out on the newer console that a few of my friends are going to pick up, and I want to play with them, but it's also on PC, I'm not going to be able to do that unless they make it cross-platform. Which, yep. You know, like I said...
Which most of them aren't.
I know. And that's what kind of sucks, because even like that new... what the hell was the name of that thing? I think it's a Tom Clancy game that they...
Oh, the Division.
The Division. Like, if they made that cross-platform... Oh my god! Dude, that would be absolutely bonkers.
I can understand why they don't do it with shooters. Because you've got the whole controller versus mouse and keyboard debate.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people are really good with the controller, and most people are that much better with a mouse and keyboard.
Bottom line is, no one is... console people will not want to play with PC people.
No, because they're
on a shooter. Yeah. It just wouldn't be fair. So I can understand not wanting to do a shooter like that, but an MMO, perfect to have cross-platform compatibility.
Well, yeah, if you were to take something like, even Diablo, if they did that with Diablo 3 with the PlayStation and the PC, that'd be kind of nuts. I mean, they can't, but it'd be cool.
Let's not talk about Diablo.
Yeah, I'm not going to play Diablo until next year, so.
Why?
They pretty much announced that they're not going to be working on anything except for this next patch, and the next patch isn't even going to be, they're not even going to announce a release date until well after BlizzCon, which BlizzCon is, December?
That confuses me. How do you have a company that's that big and that rich, and they can't fucking put out a game in a timely fashion? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, because they have, these major franchises that they could just easily keep refining and putting out games, and Warcraft 3 came out and holy shit.
90,
Ashley, up there, Warcraft 3. In that stack, grab that box. Not the one on the bottom of the stack. No, stand up. See, it says Warcraft 3 with red around it.
Yes.
It's that one. I bought this launch day.
You confused her when you said bottom of the stack.
Yeah, no, well, bottom of the stack of things that say Warcraft.
She's like, Skyrim, what?
This came out. Because this is a fucking launch copy of this game. Oh my god.
You're trying to find the date?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the date. I want to know when this came out.
This is riveting.
Wait.
Radio.
Minimum specs.
Minimum specs required. 400 megahertz Pentium 2.
My phone could probably run 3 instances of that.
128 megs of RAM, 8 megabyte video card.
Woo, buddy!
You are cooking now.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh my shit! No, I'm sure it's on the box. Keep talking. We need to fill time while.
No! You started this.
Warcraft 3
ruined everything.
Warcraft 3? Right?
Yeah.
2002.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's the Reign of Chaos. Yeah, Reign of Chaos.
So it has.
Yeah, 2002.
It has been a long fucking time.
2002. So you figure that's over 10 years ago.
And they put out the excellent expansion pack, and then they put out World of Warcraft, and then they ruined World of Warcraft.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's what kind of blows my mind too. Because even with World of Warcraft, dude, that's a cash cow. Like, you talk about MMOs, there's no way that you can't talk about WoW. It's impossible, because as of right now, it's the most well-developed, content-heavy MMO. You can go in there and play that game for weeks and months, and you still will find stuff that you haven't seen before. There's so much shit in it. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of
expansion
stuff.
Because it's been many years? You can't... It's not fair to judge that against
something new. But you have to understand, they've been developing it for so many years, but if they stick with it, it could become this... it's become this absolutely ridiculous kind of thing. They can do the same thing with their other franchises, but it seems like they just don't care anymore.
Final Fantasy XI is loaded with content. They have how many expansions, all these extra non-retail expansions that you download, updates, everything else. I mean, if you stick with the game long enough, you're going to have a massive, massive game.
Well, yeah, you're going to have a massive game, but the problem with it is that it's almost like looking at a console generation. Like, there's only so much that they can do with it because they need.
I don't even know what point anyone was making.
We're just talking about it.
Are we?
It's the game is. I mean, Warcraft is a good game for the most part, but they've diluted it down. And part of the reason why they diluted it down is because all the fans, like almost like with PlanetSide, how they put in the lattice system because yep. everybody's complaining. A lot of the things that changed for the worse in Warcraft were some of the classes used to be outbalanced. Like a mage could kill, you know, a warrior in like two hits because that's how a mage should be. They're gonna nuke you from far away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's typical in a lot of different fantasy things. Wizards are very, very powerful. But the thing about a mage is if, like, you're fighting a monster that you can't two hit, as soon as it walks up to you, you're fucked. You're dead.
But, glass cannon.
Yeah, glass cannon. So what happened is that they tried to balance it out so you can get, like, a warrior could have an even chance against a mage. A druid could have an easy, you know, a balanced chance against, you know, a whatever.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is so balanced that it actually took out some of the interesting dynamics of the game because they wanted everything in the game to be fair when it shouldn't be fair. Like, look, when you look at things like Final Fantasy XI, that game is not fair at all. They have bosses that people cannot kill. And there are bosses that people fought for, I think it was over 72 hours straight, and they didn't kill it. But, I mean, that's part of the interesting things about these worlds is that there should be a certain amount of imbalance.
They did tone those bosses down, though, after the backlash.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, I understand where he's coming from. Like, if you're looking for one of those really immersive, like, transport you to another universe kind of experiences, you should have that OP kind of, like, you know, let's go and kill this thing. Oh, we got rocked. All right, let's research this for a couple weeks and then try and go back. And then get rocked again.
No, what I think is important that they're getting away from is a dynamic experience. They don't have dynamic experiences anymore. They have heavily scripted. You have to do A, B, and C to get this to work. You can't roll into a dungeon with 100 mages because you know you'll be able to kill the boss instantly. You know what I mean? But like, if they did it that you have to have,
yeah, you have to have support. You have to have a tank. You have to have like,
yeah. But I mean, they could. No, you know, not everybody would want to play a mage then. They could try to make different, you know, different things. But right now what it is you have to have a certain, like, algorithmic, you know, solution to every, you know, every boss fight right now. It's like you have to have this character, this character, this character. They have to have this armor, this armor, this armor, this weapon. They have to be specced a certain way. And then you have to be standing in, you know, this position and this position to hit the boss. And it's like, it's not fun anymore. It's not like... And you can't even, like, get the chance to figure it out because it'll hold your hand the whole way through anymore. Like, they just tell you everything. And it's just not a fun adventure.
And that's what kind of pissed me off about now fully understanding the lattice system with PlanetSide. It's one of those kind of things where it's like they're holding your hand. They go, no, you have to go from here to there. Go. And there's no open for interpretation, you know, figure out something out on your own, and you know it kind of lost a lot of the immersion for me, mainly just because like they forced everything to bottleneck into one direction. So it's like you're going from point A to point B, and
that's
way
really
it.
How like, a lot of games today are, though. It's hand holding everywhere.
Yeah, but the thing is, they had it in place where it wasn't there before, and then they put it in.
They probably did that to appeal to people who don't play it.
Well, they
while
absolutely
pissing,
did.
While pissing well, yeah, off had, the people who do play it.
They had to, and they had to. I guess they probably had to get ready for the PlayStation 4 stuff, too, because they didn't want an influx of console guys being like...
See, and
yeah,
and
what
that,
are we doing?
But you know what? And that's the thing, too. It kind of pisses me off that, like, you know, Diablo did the same thing. PlanetSide's doing the same thing. It's like, how many other games are going to come out where they're going to be like, yeah, let's put it on PC, and then all of a sudden they're going to change it, and they're going to be like, okay, let's port it over to the console, and let's make some changes so that it adapts better to the console, but let's do it to everything else so that we fuck up the entire system and the entire experience for the PC as well, as opposed to independently, you know, developing, okay, this is what we want to do for the console, this is what we want to do for the PC. And I know there's going to be people that are on console that are going to be like, well, then we don't get the same gaming experience. Well, sometimes you're not going to.
Yeah.
Sometimes the resources just aren't available for it to happen. And that's just something you got to get used to. you know, if you're on a console. And that's like, that's what kind of pisses me off too. It's like there's so many people that are only gaming with consoles that have this kind of sense of entitlement where it's like, you know what, we should be able to have whatever kind of game that we want, and, you know, it should be able to do everything that we want it to and all this other kind of stuff, where the level of in-depth, you know, coding and you know, just resources in general, like system space and all that kind of shit, is not available on a console. So you just, it literally cannot be done right now. However, on a PC, those resources are a lot more abundant. Like, you know, a free-to-play game, like Planetside, how much fucking space does that take up, Tim, on a hard drive? He's checking on his computer right now. I'm curious.
Dead air.
Hold on. He's looking it up.
Dead air.
Stop.
Dead air.
All right, well, he...
There's still dead air.
12 gigs.
How many?
12 gigs.
12 jibble bits.
Okay, so are you... Like, if that entire game, okay, was forced on a console, okay, you had to put, you know, 12 to 13... Because there's updates all the time, too. Like, we just installed an update before that was another... What?
Just
fucking, like a couple hundred megs, right? No?
Yeah, 180 megs,
okay? And that's almost like every other week. So if you were to put that game on console, the way that it is on PC, and you're going to, you know, you're going to tell the people, okay, well, you need to have, like, 16 to 17 gigs of hard drive space available because you're going to have, like, all these other, like, space for updates when they do updates. You're going to have that much space available. You can only use a keyboard and mouse because there just literally is not enough buttons on a controller that they'd be able to port it over correctly. So you're going to have to use a keyboard and mouse or some other type of control scheme. How pissed would players get on a console that they would have to do that?
People will still do it. Final Fantasy XI on Xbox 360.
Okay, but...
There, it took up... God, I want to say at least 10 gig of your hard drive.
Okay.
And actually had to create a special partition just for that. So even when you wanted to delete it or uninstall, you had to do it through the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lost your disk or broke your disk, it's staying on your hard drive forever.
Yeah.
Unless you completely reformat the hard drive.
The problem with this idea on a console is that the majority of the games I play, and a lot of the games most of my friends and I play on PC... are free to play, and you have this, you have constant upgrades happening. So, like, on a console, you're gonna have these hard drives that are gonna be getting pounded constantly. It's not like on your PS3 where you buy a game, it's mandatory for you to install the game. It doesn't really change that much. These are files that are gonna get fragmented because you're gonna install it, and then you're going to install another game, and another game, another game, and it's going to try to put that update on the hard drive for the first game, but it's going to have to put it at the end of the hard drive. And then it's going to have to take the next update for the next game and put it after that. So you're going to have a game that's going to be working your hard drive at different things. It's going to be fragmented, which is going to slow performance down. And you're going to have those updates, if they're coming out every week, you're going to have them constantly writing and rewriting, and it's going to ruin performance.
Okay, Final Fantasy XIV on the PS3.
But see, that's the problem.
Defiance on Xbox and PS3.
That's a thing that is they're going to have to take an account for coming up, because you're going to see a lot of these free-to-play games doing these types of things. Now, if they have a lot of these coming out on the next set of consoles, they're going to have to do something about it. There's going to have to be some way that it takes care of the files, which could be detrimental to the consumer by doing things like, this game's going to take up 10 gigs, they're expecting to have another 6 gigs worth of patches, so you're going to have to take up 16 gigs for something that's only taking up 10, because you theoretically might download the patches.
Yeah,
they handle it now.
Yeah, I think it is too, but I don't know for sure. It's just... if we're going towards a free-to-play market for the majority of things,
right,
it's going to become a big problem.
I got it.
I can never get into WoW. I've tried so many times.
It's not worth it nowadays. If you weren't in at the ground level...
I've tried multiple times through the years.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to that because I was a big fan of Warcraft 3. I thought Warcraft 3 was fantastic. And... it seriously looked like it was just Warcraft Three, but like, you know, you get to explore this whole world and universe. And that's what it was at first, and then it just turned into something way different. Like, it felt really like you were just, you know, living in this world when it started. Like, you were just a person in this world that could get powerful like some of the heroes. And then, like, I think it was after the second expansion, you started really looking like these heroes. And now they're on the fourth or fifth expansion, and now it's just like, you are like gods of this universe now. Like, and somebody did the math, too, of, like, how much the damage dealing goes up over the past few expansions. You know, like, at the end of the first game, it was, like, you might deal, like, a few thousand. And then in, like, the next game, you're dealing, like, tens of thousands. And now in the next expansion, you're dealing, like, you know, in the 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 thousands, you know? And it's, like, dude, two more expansions, and they're going to have to start using, like, icons and pictures to display the damage. Because it's just going to be outrageous. It's not even going to, like, make sense anymore. Like, what they should have just done is scaled things down as soon as they realize this is happening. Like, make it, like, when you're, you know, lower level, you're doing, like, 1, 2, 4, 5 damage or something like that. You know, just scale it, because it's ridiculous. That's the problem, the inherent problem with MMOs that get larger, is you've got to find a way to have it stay true to its world, too. Because Final Fantasy XI was really good at that. Final Fantasy XI gave you expansions where you could go on more adventures and see more and do more. And it wasn't trying to be like a Hollywood blockbuster where everything needs to be bigger and wilder and more epic.
It's just different and more to do.
Yeah, I mean,
which is how it should be.
Yeah, they kind of went back to that with the newest Warcraft expansion, the Mists of Pandaria. Whatever it is.
Kung Fu Panda.
But at the same time, it was like, it was almost like that should have been an earlier expansion rather than a later one, because now you have what would have been a good expansion of the world and more adventure, like another area you could go to and expand the lore in the world. But now it's like, you get there, and because it's a high, like, you know, most of the high-level people, it's endgame content there, you know? Now you go there and there are these people walking around like gods on their flying ethereal dragons, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, this is not the Warcraft, you know, that I remember. The universe is just, like, completely fucking wrecked. I almost think that they should continue the strategy games and ignore, like, World of Warcraft. Like, that's its own story now. It's its own Splinter universe.
Yeah.
They should continue these games and have, like, because this game, like, this started off with a really good story, Warcraft 3, and then one of the main characters becomes the main villain for Lich King, which is the expansion. And then they have this, you finally kill him like three or four expansions into Warcraft.
Oh, is this Lich King?
Yeah, Lich King.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's cool, it's a really good battle and whatnot, but like,
that took a while.
I'm not fucking doing that. Like, it's like, it's like a multi-hour fucking dungeon. And you have to, like, it's not something where you can, like, have Netflix open on, like, you know, one screen and, like...
Like, when I power grind levels in Diablo,
yeah, you have
I'll
to
toss, like, something up on the TV and I'll be, like, sort of playing the game while I'm watching TV.
You have to furiously pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. And for hours. And I'm like, you know what, man? I want to see them put that type of, like, innovation into the boss fights that they put into, like, Diablo and mm-hmm. World of Warcraft. I want to see them reinvent RTS now, because they did it with Warcraft 3, and then they didn't do much to innovate with StarCraft. They did a lot of nice things. It's a really good sequel, you know, where it
doesn't
piss people off.
I still have to attempt to learn that game.
No, you don't.
What?
You're just going to learn Command & Conquer Generals 2 when that comes out.
Oh, okay.
Because it's free to play as well.
Yeah! Well, they better not fuck it up.
No, actually, that's another interesting thing. And I feel sorry. I apologize for going on, like, PC rant today.
Yeah, but you know what? We had DS rant last week.
Yeah, last week was your podcast.
So what have you done in Animal Crossing lately?
Anyway.
We'll talk at the end. So,
Command & Conquer...
After Tim gets another phone call and disappears for half the episode.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, it's all good. We had an opportunity to talk to the casual gamers. It's okay. Now we're talking to the hardcore ones this week. So
Command & Conquer Generals 2 had gotten announced years ago, which was cool, because Generals was really good. It was one of the few sequel or a few new versions of Command & Conquer that EA did after the end of Westwood's era making Command & Conquer games. That was a really solid game.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the formula up a bit, but it was still really fun, really good RTS. So Generals 2 is coming out, and then they decided, we're not going to call it Generals 2 anymore. We're going to make it free-to-play and just call it Command & Conquer. And what we're going to do is the generals that we had planned are going to be like League of Legends heroes.
Oh, God. So, oh, no.
So, you
so it's
can...
going to be like a RTS MOBA?
Oh, it's an RTS, but what it is basically there's... In Generals, there were three factions, like the Allies or USA, whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
The GLA, which are like Durka Durka terrorists. And...
Durka Durk.
They had the Chinese... And
they were really good at everything.
What in the expansion for Generals called Zero Hour, they introduced... Well, originally in the first one, you had general powers. The more you killed throughout the game...
So like CO powers for Advance Wars?
Kind of. Cool. But you had like a tech tree...
I'm tying it back into the console.
You had a tech tree thing you could level up. So like you get enough experience from killing enough stuff, you could get like an ability to call in an airstrike.
Oh, like kind of like cert points.
Yeah, kind of like cert points. But what it is like, so you get this ability and it would pop up on the side of your screen and it would be timed.
Uh-huh.
Every, like, 5 minutes you could call in an airstrike and it would, you know, do whatever damage.
Yeah.
But they got more and more ridiculous, especially if you focus on it. Like, if you did the airstrike track, it would end up, you got a fucking, I can't remember the name of it, the, like, Phantom gunship or something. It was this giant plane that would just come in and you'd click where you want it to attack and it would start circling and going boom, 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 until whatever you shot dies. So what they're doing now is, well, in the expansion, Zero Hour, they had different generals so that it was, you could play the U.S. faction, but it would take away some units and give you, like you might not be able to build, you know, the quick anti-infantry assault vehicle, but you had a specialty airplane you could build instead, and that had a special build, like, it couldn't get attacked, it couldn't take damage when it was flying into attack, because it was supersonic.
Oh.
So everything would miss. Until it dropped its payload, and then it would fly back normally and could get shot down. And that was this was a superpower or super weapon general. She had a bonus to her super weapon. It like it was more powerful or something. She had these bombers called Aurora bombers, and she had EMP turrets that when the first rocket hit, it would EMP a vehicle and it would shut down for like 3 seconds.
Uh-huh.
I had three of these in my base and had somebody send about 100 tanks at me. I microed all of them to make it so that there's a wall of shut down tanks, and I kept making sure they're all shut down. They kept clumping up on each other, and now and then they would just start blowing up from damage eventually being taken. In the meantime, I had 8 of these bombers hotkeyed, and while I'm microing them, I would flip over to one of the bomber queues and hit something in the line behind it, behind it, behind it, behind it. I bombed the entire fucking... line of tanks all the way back to his base because they like stretched out from the pathfinding. And the kid was so mad, he ripped the cords out of the back of his computer and said, fuck this game, and left the LAN party we were having.
Wow.
He was pissed. So the free-to-play model they're doing is they're going to release the base game with a set of generals.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably going to be like 3 per faction.
CO powers.
And then after that, they're going to start releasing... Like, every month or something,
like
they're releasing
a
new general.
Oh,
and
God.
They didn't rule out adding generals from the other universes. Like, Red Alert
and
Tiberian. So, like, you're going to be playing with all these, like, sort of more conventional warfare type of guys. I mean, with a science fiction edge to it.
Right.
But then, like, they might drop in, you know, Kane from the Tiberian stuff. And you'll have, like, tanks that can kind of burrow a bit and, like, shoot flamethrowers at you know, apocalypse tanks from Red Alert 2, like,
oh
all
God.
Sorts of stuff. Like, I'm excited.
When
I'm really, really excited.
When is the set to fucking...
I signed up for the beta. It'll probably come out this year. At least the beta will start
probably.
This year. Because they've showed a lot for it. Oh, another neat thing, too, is it uses Battlefield 3's engine.
Ooh, God!
So, like, all the destructible environments.
I was just gonna
stuff,
say, the buildings and shit.
Everything,
oh, man.
Everything blows up real nice.
It throws up real good.
Yeah,
that's exciting. I wish they would have like some sort. Well, no, there'd be nothing left in Planetside. All the buildings would be gone. There'd be nothing but rubble.
The other thing Huber and I were talking about this last night that we're looking forward to is Hex.
Obviously.
Oh my God.
The alpha comes out
August
in like a month.
Yep.
A month or two. I think the beta actually comes out in like 2 or 3 months.
No, it's the alpha is next month.
And then the beta
And then the beta is probably going to be shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're in alpha right now. They have a playable build of it.
Right.
It's just they're going to, like, the Kickstarter backer alpha will start at some point, and then...
Yeah.
They said that that tournament that they want to do for backers only might be in September.
Ooh.
So I'm like...
Hey, we got to start studying up on our cards.
Right? Well, basically. you're not in that tournament, though.
Why?
It was
it was
pro player only.
Pro player.
Maybe. I don't know if the Grand King gets access to the tournament. I would Poobah. Assume they do.
Yeah, that would be Jake, right?
Yeah,
Jake,
so Grand Poobah. It'd be me, Jake, Kurt, and Gongo would all be able to enter that specialty tournament where if you win, you get four copies of every card.
If I showed Kurt my skills, I'm pretty sure he would have me play for him.
Probably. Possibility. How funny it'd be, like,
first round, it's like you and me paired up.
Oh, that would be horrible.
I'd be fucking pissed. It sucked bad enough when that happened when we were out like playing Magic and stuff like that. We'd just be like, all right, coin flip. Who's going to win?
So since you guys are obviously on a strategy game kick, did you hear the big promotion Nintendo's doing?
No.
Do you guys have Fire Emblem for the 3DS?
No.
Not anymore.
Bastard. What they're doing is if you get both Fire Emblem as well as Shin Megami Tensei 4 coming out later this month, and you register the Club Nintendo codes for both games,
they give you $30.
A $30 eShop gift voucher.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Wait, you just need to register them for coins?
Yeah. Register on your Club Nintendo.
To the store.
No, to GameStop. Pro tip, everybody. Go to GameStop. If you ever need Xbox Live time, or if you need Nintendo coins, go to GameStop.
Open the cases
that they have on the wall for the used games.
Only the used games. Don't do that to people who buy new. Don't be a dick.
Take the code or take a picture of the code. Or if you want to be Javen, you go to the PC section, you open up the cases and pull the CD keys. And then you register them on Steam.
Wow.
But he's...
Javen is...
He's dirty.
Javen, that's just outright theft.
We'll just say he's dirty.
Javen's a Javen.
He rolls hard.
Javen.
He's straight up. He's a thug. There's no other way to put it.
I heard he used to be white at one point.
No.
Well, I'm sure
no,
Fire
he
Emblem.
A guy for that.
Then he stabbed a guy and went to jail, and now he's not white anymore.
No.
I'm gonna guess Fire Emblem codes will be easy enough to get your hands on.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think the Mega Ten codes, by the way. I don't think Shin Megami Tensei 4 codes will be that easy to get.
No, you'll definitely have to get the game.
Because they're releasing that in like a big ass $50 package, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which looks crazy good.
Actually, all right, roundtable discussion. What are you looking forward to in the next couple weeks or months?
Pacific Rim.
No, games, sir, games. Oh, how about before we do that? Have you watched the gameplay trailer for...
Pacific Rim?
Shut up. For Grand Theft Auto.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually... Dude, it's tight.
Joe's going to be one of those
guys... I told
you,
I haven't done anything this past week.
I do not enjoy Grand Theft Auto. I mean, like, I liked the first couple. But, like, as of recently, like, I tried Grand Theft Auto 4. And within the first couple missions, I was already pissed off at it, so I stopped.
I like the games. Like, I have the game pre-ordered. I just haven't seen the video because I haven't done anything this past week.
Well, let me describe it in a certain way that you'll understand too. Is the remember those days where you play like Grand Theft Auto 3 and you're sitting there thinking like, man, like I can't believe how far this series has come. Like, this is almost like real life. Like, you can do anything. And then like that has gotten closer and closer to getting to that point where it's like, holy shit, you can, like, this is, like, real life. This game, seriously, like, you can go out and just, like, you can go, like, do yoga, you can go hunting, you can get in, like, Neil Armstrong...
Yeah, you can
bike... Lance Armstrong bike races.
Neil Armstrong bike races.
Neil Armstrong bike race to the
Chris
moon.
Is perfect for the Lance Armstrong bit.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, but you know what? Like, because I'm watching... I'm watching the video.
Doping.
I know.
It's a bald joke.
I have the wristband on for, you know, the cancer.
Did he actually have cancer?
Yeah. He has one testicle.
Yeah, but did he actually have cancer, or did he just get a ball removed so that he could dope?
I'm sure they've seen it.
And
I want to hope
yes,
it's
that's
not
tomorrow, apparently.
Oh, that starts tomorrow?
Apparently, sale starts tomorrow, so... hide your kids,
hide
your wife.
Money.
Hide your wallet.
Hide your wallet.
Fuck.
I've got $40 of Steam credit, so...
Really?
Like, yeah.
Fuck you.
Well, yeah,
you can get, like, 50 games with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably gonna... I'm just hoping the shit I want...
I have $40 in a different account I can't talk about on the air.
Gross.
I'll tell you after the show.
The semen bank?
Yes.
Pornhub does not count.
Cum bank.
Fuck, you guys are just... You're screwing with me so bad. All right, so back to my original point. I was watching the gameplay video for it, and, like, there's almost...
I heard gameplay video.
There was a legitimate, like, golf game in it. The guy went to a golf course, and it's, like, it's almost like... do you remember what was it? It was like Golf 99 for Windows or whatever?
No.
It just looks like a basic
golfing
game.
Yeah, it's like 3-point swing, actual kind of thing. So you're
could watch the trailer afterwards.
Yeah, we'll watch it after. You'll definitely dig it. But there's a ton of stuff in there that's like really, really interesting. I love like, and I didn't know exactly how they were going to implement this, but the whole 3-character thing, but to show that a little bit in it, and it makes a lot more sense to me now, where it's like you're legitimately following these 3 people, and you could really, like, mess around with their lives.
Yeah.
It's almost like you've got 3 different characters that you're playing at the same
time.
Well,
here's the thing that blew my mind, too, is, like, so you could play through the whole game as one character, because everything goes in real time.
Yeah.
So you could follow the one character the whole game, and then on your second playthrough, play through as the other character. Or you could try and switch between all 3 of them on the fly, but you're going to miss stuff. You're going to actually have to go back and, like, play through that game at least 3 times. That game is going to be fucking enormous. I mean, this is like a technical feat. It's unbelievable what they're pulling
off.
It's
like 3 games in one?
Yeah, it seriously
looks
like
it's 3 Grand Theft Auto games in one. It's nuts, yeah.
It looks like, I mean, the redneck guy looks like he's going to have his own singular, you know, storyline going on that crosses over with everybody else. The thug guy looks like it could be like San Andreas Part 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Which that's in the town.
And then, yeah.
It's in the map.
Electric Boogaloo is?
No. San Andreas. And like, the original hood of San Andreas is, like, there.
And then the other guy, it's
like
almost
the business
like...
guy? Yeah.
The guy from Vice City retired and moved here.
Yeah.
So that's what it almost looks like.
Yeah, to me, that's kind of how the feel that I had, too.
I wish they'd done that. That would have been awesome.
Well, the thing is, I will say this. There was another thing that they put in the gameplay video that I think is going to be one of those kind of things that I'm going to dump a lot more time than I'd like to admit that I'm going to.
The multiplayer?
No. Well, yeah, the multiplayer looked fucking sick, but they didn't even go into it that in-depth.
They're going to have to do it. They said
they have to
do
another video
trailer
about it. They showed the whole stock market and, like, they showed the
stock
market.
Are you going to buy turnips
thing? You can buy stock in the stores, but then there's a whole real estate thing too, so you could try and like flip houses.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Dude, like it's so involved, and that's why it's like, I mean, like it's kind of, I kind of wish that like this new Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row had a baby, so I could have like my own character throughout this whole thing, because you know how I am about customization, which they're actually doing a really good bit on customization on this one, this new Grand Theft Auto as well. But I wish that I can kind of, like, I could play through as myself in one of these kind of games, because this is going to be fucking absurd. Like, I'm really excited for this game, and up until this gameplay video, I was like, yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be whatever. And then as soon as I watch this video, I'm like, fuck, I need to get this game, like, now.
Have you seen the latest gameplay video for Saints Row?
The
alien attack on the White House?
Yes.
Oh my god, I need that game.
I know. And that's like in a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like soon.
It's in August.
Soon. You know what's real soon?
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim.
I knew you were going to say it.
Tomorrow night.
I knew you were going to say it.
You know what's not soon enough, though?
Pacific Rim?
Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2. Electric Boogaloo.
So
yeah, you know what? I think this new. I think the next Dark Souls, I might
you should play the first
give
one.
It a try. Maybe. I don't know.
But no,
because I, dude, like, you should have seen me the first time that I tried to do fucking Dark Souls. Like, I'm going through, and, like, I barely made it through the fucking,
tutorial.
The prologue. Like, before you even actually start the game.
And now it's so funny, I can run through it in, like...
2 seconds.
2 fucking seconds. Yeah. It's so funny.
Now that, and it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I went through it, and then now... Like, once I figured out what I was doing, I'm like, man, I'm an idiot. Like,
well, that's...
Seriously, when are you just going to come down to my place and play through Dark Souls so I could actually watch the game?
Well, I haven't beaten it yet, mind you.
I will
okay,
send
well,
you a video...
you could get a hell of a lot further than me.
I will send you a video of a guy speedrunning it.
I don't want a video. I want to watch someone do it.
Dude, you want to watch this guy do it. He literally speedrunned the entire
game
in 30 minutes.
I don't want a video. I want someone to get me achievements in the game.
Ugh. Ulterior motives.
You dirty, dirty bastard.
I can't do it myself.
ODB.
From now on the podcast, you're ODB.
I spent like 5 hours doing the part you did at Bogues in a half hour.
Oh, dude, I got mad farts. Didn't I cut off the dragon's tail in that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just walked up to the dragon and was like, boop. I did exactly what they do in the speedruns, too, where, like, you bait the dragon down, you fucking gold pine resin, and then... As soon as the dragon lands, you sprint over to his tail.
And hack it.
And then he goes to breathe fire, which then his tail stops moving. And he's going, boom, boom, boom. And then you got the sword. And then you're out. You're out.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. When I played
like
through
that,
it...
That dude up...
The sun.
When I played through it, I had to, like, pick the tail off with the bow
the
and arrow.
Arrows. That's how I do it the first time. That's how I usually recommend people doing it the first time. Because you need to get, like, the feel and the timing down. I gotta beat that still. I'm in Andor Londo.
Right,
I'm like
half come down and play on mine.
Start from the beginning again. Lock that.
Next week we'll record at my place and you can play Dark Souls.
Through the whole podcast.
Yes.
And you can just hear him go, fuck, fuck, fuck.
No, I probably won't get that mad.
I've heard you call more things faggots in the half hour you played at Bogue's house.
Dude, you don't even understand how pissed we were last night playing... Planet
side. Last night we're getting mad because we kept like, I mean anybody who's a higher level than you, it depends on what somebody's loadout is, but their armor could just be a little bit better. So like you could literally lose a gunfight by a bullet, or they could just turn the corner. You know, it's like typical thing. The maps are so big that somebody could just get a small drop on you and then you're fucked. And we kept dying over and over again because we're running around like rats in that base.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing too. It's like my battle rank is so low that like someone could come up to me and like. Like, just sneeze on me and I would die.
My dick hangs so low.
Well, it's not that your health is that much different. It's just, it's different enough to where if you have the same gun as the guy that's shooting at you, he will probably kill you first because his armor is going to allow him to take one or two more bullets.
Right.
And then that comes down to whether or not you can fucking, you know...
Get the headshot.
Yeah, because if you start shooting him in the chest, like, always train yourself for the upper chest.
Yeah.
The recoil usually carry right up into their face, and then if you just hold that burst... You're fucking... They're dead. They're done.
Yep, center mass. Always aim for center mass.
So, some other big news that we didn't get to talk about last week because we were too busy talking about flashlights.
And...
Don Mattrick?
Oh, yeah.
Leaving Xbox.
Yeah.
After he shit the bed with the Xbox One and pissed everybody off, pissed off Microsoft, he's like, peace fuckers.
Oh,
and
wait,
now,
no, he went to EA, didn't he?
No, he went to Zynga.
Zynga.
Right?
So,
right?
So, like, I've heard so many people say that one of the biggest problems with the Xbox One was Don Mattrick. Because of his attitude, all the shit that he has been saying and his, like, pompous asshole, like, oh, well, this is what people want. And, he fucked everything up for Microsoft. And now he's gone. I mean, I think that's a good thing that happened for Xbox, because he was obviously the root of a lot of problems with their PR. Isn't that kind of dickish, though, to just fuck shit up like crazy, and then peace?
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, Microsoft probably, like, fucked him over so many times, and then he was just like, I'll get them back. I will destroy them from the inside.
The funniest thing, I think Control-Alt-Delete or something had a comic about it, and it's Don Mattrick on a ship with a Microsoft flag, and there's a little tiny fire on the deck, and he's like, the boat's on fire, and he dives into the water and swims to another boat, and he's like waving at him, he's like, see you suckers, and the ship that he just got on is cracked in half and being eaten by like a monster in the ocean, and you're like, yeah, that's pretty much it, because Zynga is not a company that's doing well right now.
Yeah.
So
and Microsoft, like, they're... Everyone was, like, doom and gloom for them. They had a hiccup. That was... It's already gone.
I'd say it's more of a frog in the throat.
All right.
Well,
I think it's
worse off now because they're just... You know, there's still no innovation now. Now it's just both systems are incremental upgrades. Which
yeah.
We actually went... I was showing him the giant enemy crab video. the 2006 PlayStation 3 reveal.
Yeah.
And they said... You know, PS3 is not an incremental upgrade. We're not going to do that. That's not like our policy or our style. Or you
that's
know,
exactly what it
exactly
was.
Exactly what they did the next generation with PS4 is it is exactly an incremental upgrade. There is nothing fucking good about that system that's innovative, with the exception of the controller. But
which,
they're not even you can't even use half the controller's features.
Yeah, but you know what? And I actually I saw a picture that was a screen cap of a video of someone like testing out like the whole system while it was at E3, and I was like, "Oh man, is that actually true?" So I went back to the video and I watched it myself. If you watch when they were demoing the whole Move thing with the controller, like when he was actually using it,
the six-axis or PS4?
The PS4.
Okay.
With the whole light sensor in the controller.
Yeah.
Okay. They're demoing the whole Move thing. All right. With the guys inside the controller or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The little bunnies or... Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. The little fucking guys. Whatever. So they're demoing that. And if you look at the screen, at the TV that's displaying all this stuff, you see this big glowing blue thing from the sensor from the controller.
Yeah.
And then, like, one thing... like, and then, the like, he blocks the sensor because it's supposed to, like, darken the screen because it's supposed to be giving light to these, like, robot things. And the entire whole, like, blue glow that was on the screen just disappears. So it's like, when you're playing with this controller, you're going to see, like, this big glowing blue thing on your screen the entire fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so bright that it actually reflects off your TV. And it's going to look like shit.
And they already confirmed you cannot turn that light off.
Yeah.
I can with duct tape. Boom.
Well,
and you gotta wonder.
That's a SaveContinue.com exclusive.
And
duct tape on your controller.
Duct tape.
You gotta wonder what that light is going to do to battery life.
Duct tape also turns off the Kinect sensor.
It does.
No.
Oh, it can't. It would still hear though.
Well, no. The Kinect will actually say that the view is obstructed.
Oh, really? No. Well.
Yeah.
I thought that they changed a lot of policy on the Kinect too.
Well, on the new Kinect.
Yeah. It says it like
no,
it, they
you
already
can
said
turn, they said that you can turn off the Kinect. It has to be connected,
right?
Yeah.
But you can turn off its functionality,
right?
So,
but the duct tape trick will not work because it will say that the view is obstructed.
Well, I'll poop on it. How about that?
You can do that, but then you would have a smelly Kinect.
I gotta get Nick's
more so than...
email too, so I can email him because I want to be in Boston next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Short notice. Might want to get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been really busy. Like, I gotta do sword tech stuff tonight, too.
Word life.
Like, yesterday.
Play swords with Chris?
Yesterday, I kind of took a day off.
Kunal, don't. Look, backtrack about 30 seconds.
No. No, Kunal.
Kunal, backtrack. Like, 40 seconds.
You guys are funny. You think Kunal listens?
He will. He listens to us.
He's been super busy, too. Poor guy.
It's all good. It's cool. But I have been. I have been keeping up with our I don't know, I don't even know what you would call it. I guess it would be like our obsession with A Rival.
Oh, really?
Because
he's in Australia right now.
I downloaded Vine, and I watched...
Oh, his Vine videos are so funny.
I
look
watched
at beautiful Seattle, and here's, you know, here's Jimi Hendrix, like the statue or whatever, like...
Well, no, it was, he said it was...
Yeah, he said it was somebody else.
Who did he say it was? Who's that? Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, he said it was Lenny Kravitz, but he was sitting next to a thing of Jimi Hendrix.
yeah, then he's like at like a fucking hardware store or something, or Walmart.
And it has one of
and
those
he finds a
stupid
hat.
Hats with the lights on the brim.
And it's like see in the dark, and it's just four LEDs like duct taped to the brim of the hat. And he puts it on and like goes over to like the candy section and looks at like real close to the Mentos. He's like, ooh, Mentos. Like,
like you can't even see the light that's like coming off of the hat. Like
it's
so
really, really, really shitty.
But yeah. So but Vine. Add me on Vine. So I have people, it's through my Twitter account. So _ Chris Huber _. And add me on Twitter. And so we can connect Vines so I have more Vines to look at. Other than Will Sasso's lemon bits, because they're the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my entire life.
But anyway, those lights on the hat probably don't take up as much power as the PlayStation Move controller.
I think it's gonna. No. I think it's gonna eat up a lot of the controller.
No, it's got to be just an LED that hums. LEDs take up no fucking battery life at all.
But it's gonna be that powerful to fucking push that much light onto that screen.
Well, LEDs are bright.
I still don't want to see a giant glowing reflection on my TV.
Right, I don't either.
Like with the PS4 or PS3's the battery indicators. You'll see a battery indicator on the screen.
Yep.
And that's annoying. Like, I don't want to see... Like, I'm trying to watch a game.
Yep. He's trying to watch Heavy Rain.
I'll watch your game.
He's trying to watch
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Revengeance.
By the way, the Metal Gear Legacy Collection came out this week, and fuck Konami, because however they packaged it, like the collector art book that comes with it, cover is just dog-eared over.
That happens with nearly everything Konami puts out, I swear to God.
I'm so mad.
Any of their special edition shit has always had, I've always had...
Wait, what? Problem. So the people that don't know what that is, what is it? Is it just like 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, is
the
it,
Legacy
is
Collection?
It solid through 4?
Oh my God, it's fucking so much. It's Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, Metal Gear Solid 4, Peace Walker HD. It has two new visual novels, like first time released in America. All the bonus games from Metal Gear Solid 3, like Metal Gear, Snake's Revenge. It has VR missions.
I have VR missions.
It's a shitload. Plus 100-page
what's it on?
Art book. PS3.
PS3?
Yeah. Exclusive. Because of Metal Gear Solid 4.
There's a PS3 at the Bloomsburg house. In my brother-in-law's room.
So I got to try finding a GameStop that has the game in stock so I could get it and then return the other one saying, my art book was damaged.
Can we make a new new thing for the podcast? A new segment?
What?
I had the word in your head. I dropped the ball today. Oh my God,
you're fired.
Shut up, because you're making me lose it even more.
Can I have a segment? It's called
No. Shut up, hold on, you're fucking it up even more.
Our next song,
there we go.
Gaming confession.
All right. I've never played a Metal Gear Solid ever. Any of them.
I spent $6 on Tetris Blitz.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. Gaming confession for the week.
I bought Fast and Furious Showdown.
Oh, you horrible person.
I bought Man vs. Wild.
That was a joke game.
That Fast and Furious game was just...
I bought Colonial Marines.
Comedic value.
Yeah, but nobody knew that was a
Collector's Edition.
Ooh.
After the reviews came out.
What's wrong with you?
I bought Survival Instinct.
He has a problem.
Wait, which one's Survival Instinct? Oh, Joe. And you bought it for the year.
I did.
Oh, God!
Well... Actually,
no, you have save confessions. We'll do one a week.
I want to do
actually
one
of the year.
I didn't know it was going to be so crappy.
What's your gaming confession?
I don't know. I don't have one.
What have you done gaming-wise that you're embarrassed of?
I have to think about it.
Dude, I've got like so many. It's not even funny.
She got pissed last night and sold everything in Animal Crossing.
But I didn't save it.
And then she just reset the game.
Wow. You mad, bro? Do you even Animal Crossing?
Do you even
turnip?
I do turnip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like you said, oh yeah, my turnip prices are like in the 250s.
It was yesterday.
And then like she brings it up and it's
at,
like
turnip, bro.
All right,
what's our song for the day? Since we have no reader mail.
Yeah, we have no reader mail because you people hate us.
What other confessions you got? Come on, we gonna do this?
No, we're gonna do this like a weekly.
I just got
Dark this week.
Whatever.
Wow.
I have Time and Eternity pre-ordered.
You know, if you
and I'm keeping like, the pre-order.
He's just going
all the money you're wasting on these games, you could spend for good things,
like a good PC.
Except I don't want to PC game.
Well, yeah, but what about the games that are only coming out on
this
PC?
This is what he sounds like. I don't want a PC. No, seriously though, like if you got a cool PC. I mean,
it would be
interesting because I know that you're not too into some of these games, but it would be really fun to play with us
When PlanetSide comes to PS4, I'll play it.
And you'll hate it.
And you'll hate it.
Because I'll have a controller in my hand.
And it's this is one of those games that you cannot use a controller for. Like, as far as, like, if you're going to do, like, the kind of in-depth shit that we're doing, you got to constantly be on.
You said the
like,
same thing about Diablo 3, and that's coming to consoles.
Yeah, and it's going
to
be awful.
With a controller.
And it's awful.
The problem is that it's going to be fantastic because all the design choices that they made for that game that were good...
Were
directed for consoles. That game was made for consoles.
Yeah.
I don't want to play a game with a mouse and keyboard.
Try and play Diablo 2.
Well, mind you... You can play these games. You can play most of these PC games.
It's just not going to be that fun.
With a controller. But, I mean, I'm saying, like, stuff like when Planetary Annihilation comes out and they have four-player 40-player free-for-alls.
A 40-player RTS.
It's going to be so fun.
I don't play RTS.
I know, but here's what would be funny about it.
I enjoy it.
So, like, me, him, and Kurt are going to play it, right? And I'm going to do something. I'm going to be like, all right, I'm on defense, Kurt's on offense, Huber's on resource building, and we'll
recon or whatever.
Yeah, and we'll basically lock down our planets, and then start. Even though it's a free for all, we'll just have a truce until the end of the game, and then it'll just turn into a clusterfuck later on.
That's kind of like Sins of a Solar Empire.
That game was a fucking clusterfuck.
Do you
want to
talk about
shit.
a LAN party that like friends will destroy each other?
It was an all day game.
We started that at like 10, like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and went all the way to like 6 o'clock the next day.
And it was funny because what it was is we decided that only one man can win, but you ally with everybody that's around you so that you can try and like
branch out
and kill the other people in your galaxy. And then, when the time is right...
Turn on each other.
You strike. So, like, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm moving troops across to fight this guy. And you just have the troops stop and at their home planet or whatever.
And you go,
and
peace.
Unalign with them and just watch all of your ships turn and just go boom and then take out the planet. But
I'll make an agreement with you guys.
With other people.
When the PC is the home to the exclusive launch of Rock Band 4, I'll become a PC guy.
I'm going to start developing it tomorrow. As soon as I get back to Bloomsburg, I'm assembling a team.
But you would miss your PlayStation 4 share button.
Oh!
Oh, wait, I've been able to do that on my PC my whole life.
Yeah! You can macro your computer to have a separate button that says share and just automatically take a screen capture and upload it to you.
I can make
Facebook.
All like 86 buttons available to me be the share button.
All of them.
I don't want
and
that
I could,
many buttons.
I could be playing with just my mouth. I could be playing Diablo with like just my mouth. One hand on my mouse, one hand on my dick. And I would just be smashing my face off the keyboard going, share, 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 share.
I just want to say that a share button... Oh, nice. She got a banded dragonfly.
Oh, nice.
I think a share button on a game console controller is the dumbest thing ever.
The what?
I think it's
the cute. Share button on the PS4.
It's
the
a screen
dumbest
capture.
Thing ever.
It's print screen. It's print screen for consoles. That's all, like... I've been taking screenshots of my games for years. I've been doing it.
No,
since
it does more than that.
I've been doing that.
Don't mislead
I've
our
been,
customers
I've
that buy products
that
from us on the website.
Counter Strike 1.6.
Given Sony, how they like to get into bed with the absolute wrong companies, like the Vita, the 3G being exclusive to AT&T,
and it not doing anything.
I'm surprised that the PS4 share button isn't like exclusively sponsored by MySpace
or Exxon or something.
That would be so awesome.
Oh
like, you have to start using MySpace.
Uploads
again.
Exclusively to Friendster.
Everybody in the audience goes, oh.
Oh, God.
Just like they did with AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Vita is 3G. Yeah!
Always
exclusively
AT&T.
On AT&T.
I will say this, though. I just upgraded my phone on AT&T, and now I can get legitimate 4G LTE.
Isn't that fantastic? It's so fast.
It's so fast.
It's
oh, my
so
God.
Fast. It's, like, faster than your home internet.
I got the, here you go. Since people like deals, it's not necessarily gaming-related, but it is for your personal life, and it's tech-related.
It is Chris Huber's deal of the week.
Deal of the week. Head over to your local Best Buy.
No.
If you have a Galaxy S3 like I did, look up and see how much they'll give you for your old phone. But I got $250 for my Galaxy S3. trading it in. If you if you are eligible for an upgrade, go there, get yourself a Samsung Galaxy S4. Right now, it's $200, and they give you a $50 gift card. So technically, you're getting it for like $1.50. So I had $100. I was netting $100.
How much is that phone normally? How much does that phone retail?
Oh, it's stupid. It's like if you bought it outright, it's like
no. I mean with a contract. Is it $250 or $300?
I think it's like $250, like two
it's
or $250.
More than an iPhone 5, which is weird.
It's a very powerful phone.
Yeah, but so is the iPhone 5.
You can answer it by waving your hand over it.
I turn off most of that stuff off. But I will tell you, I will tell you right now, this phone is stupid fast. 13 megapixel camera, which is fucking weird donk.
Hold on a sec. Let the photographer speak about that now.
I'm just
megapixels don't mean much when it comes down to picture quality. Picture quality is good. You gotta worry about that sensor.
I know.
Whatever sensor and whatever glass is in front of that sensor.
Yes.
I'll just say I am very happy with the camera on my Lumia.
But all I'm saying is you can get it for $1.50, so you've got like $100 to play with. I got myself a case for it, and I also got myself some extra styluses for my DS. Because Jordan lost hers, so we bought like 6 or 7 of them. There's the clutch. She loses everything. It's true. And then I also got Monster Hunter 3 for my 3DS. So I haven't cracked it open yet. I'll let you guys know what I think about it.
Dick open on your face.
But
that would not be good.
Yeah. So it's it's a deal. If you're available for an upgrade, head up there and get yourself a Galaxy S4. It's stupid fast. It's like I. As soon as I turned the phone on, I saw a huge difference in speed in comparison to my older phone. All
right, so let's wrap it up. What song do we have this week?
Well, I figured since we just sent the packages out today for our prize winners, and the featured CDs that we got were from the 1UPS, Arm Cannon, A-Rival, and Stemage, do a song from each.
I gotcha.
Can we get some wub-wubs?
you want me to rub my dick on your lips?
Sure.